A few weeks ago, it was long lines for flu shots making news. Yesterday, it was long lines at the polls. And a tip of the hat for perseverance to the students at Kenyon College in Gambier, Ohio, who waited in line for up to 12 hours to cast their votes. They had just two electronic voting machines at the Gambier Community Center, and with hundreds of Kenyan students deciding to register in the battleground state of Ohio, as well as their usual voters, they were overwhelmed. Lauren Gray is a sophomore at Kenyon College. She got to the polling place at 6 p.m. She finally cast her vote nearly 10 hours later at 3:50 in the morning. And she says she never considered giving up and going home.
You know what the funny thing is? I think that everybody, as soon as they got there, they realized how long it was going to take, and they were kind of in it for the long haul as soon as they realized, kind of even more so, because everybody just knew what they were getting themselves into, and they knew that they came to vote, and they were going to do it. And I think actually very few people left. I was excited through the whole thing to just get it done and, you know, be, you know, I've never even voted before. I wanted this to be kind of a good experience, and I don't even know. I mean, I guess it was just really, really important to me that I vote, and I know a lot of people even skipped classes to be there last night.
Well, I guess it was memorable.
Oh, my God, incredibly. I think everybody kind of felt like they were a part of something really historical last night. And they told us when we were waiting outside in the rain, you know, we're all standing there with umbrellas and kind of like huddling together. And they came out and they said that we were the longest line to vote in the country. And everybody kind of just thought about that and was like, huh.
Well, you can't leave then.
You can't leave then. Yeah. Like, you know, we're all lined up out here and somebody knows about this. Somebody, you know, is glad that we're doing this. And then all of a sudden, all of the companies in Mount Vernon, which is the town around us, they all just started telling us, like calling up the Kenyan Democrats and saying, keep people at the polls and we'll send you anything you guys need to be more comfortable. You know, recognizing that there were so many people crammed into such a tight space and so many people standing outside. And they started delivering pizzas to the street corner, and just, it was incredible. So many people just threw in so much work that you couldn't possibly leave.
Did you bring a book?
I didn't actually. I brought my two roommates, and we just hung out the whole time. It was really kind of interesting to get to know everybody on the lines, because they're all, you know, Kenyon is a really small school, and you see everybody around, but you don't necessarily get to know everybody. And so there would be people that I had, you know, had a class with a couple semesters ago, and hadn't really gotten a chance to talk to. But you're in a line with them for 10 hours. You get to know them. So it was actually really great for that.
Well, how'd you keep yourself entertained for 10 hours?
There were actually a boy across from me was playing guitar for a good deal of time, and they had these blow-up balls. It was almost like being at a concert at some parts, because they would just, like, throw the balls up, and everybody was trying to keep it off the floor and playing games, and people had magazines and radios, and everybody was just talking, and it was actually a really great time. And, you know, people would get offline and hold spots for each other and grab food and come back. I think people tried to keep staying that way, not get too much cabin fever.
Well, Lauren Gray, thanks a lot, and I hope you got some sleep.
Well, I will, hopefully.
Lauren Gray is a sophomore at Kenyon College in Gambier, Ohio. She waited online nearly 10 hours to cast her vote.